This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And Amazon is about to get pushy in the form of pushing big brands to change how they use Amazon. The Journal says it is now shifting the focus on its bottom line. That's nice. How will it impact our daily shopping, however, is the question. The answers after these tech headlines. A Russian influence campaign ahead of the 2016 election used a range of social media platforms to suppress African-American voter turnout and boost Donald Trump's presidential bid. This is according to two independent studies released on Monday. The reports commissioned by the Senate Intelligence Committee are the first to draw from a trove of data provided by Facebook, Twitter, Google's YouTube, and other platforms exploited specifically by Russian trolls during the 2016 campaign. The new research offers granular detail of efforts by Russian actors, including the Internet Research Agency, a troll farm based in St. Petersburg, to pose as Americans on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Pinterest, and other platforms, and inject divisive content onto America's political discourse. For more details on the story, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Google is joining Amazon and Apple in growing outside the West Coast and has announced plans to lease a large office building in Manhattan's West Village. Google also plans to invest $1 billion in the campus, which will also include two nearby buildings, as well as the addition of 7,000 jobs, which is a conservative estimate. The expansion puts Google's ambitions for the city on par with tech rival Amazon, which, of course, recently selected New York as one of two East Coast locations. The expectations are for major satellite offices by 2028. And Huawei's new playbook in Washington? Drop PR and hire lawyers. The Journal reports that the cellular tech giant is relying on a team of recently hired American lawyers to defend itself from the onslaught of accusations and restrictions emanating from Washington. Huawei reshaped its strategy for dealing with the U.S. government this spring as Washington intensified its campaign to blacklist the company, which is incidentally the world's largest manufacturer of cellular tower equipment and the number two smartphone maker behind Samsung. Straight ahead, in which Amazon rethinks its bottom line because it's not making enough money on its stuff. To put it eloquently, what a shakeup of big business means for brands and shoppers alike, coming up. Amazon may be having second thoughts about some of its sales strategies because apparently they're not making enough money on some items. Fast forward to a big push of big brands to change how they use Amazon. What do those changes mean and what might they mean for you? Very important questions. Here with the answers, as always, joining us from San Francisco is The Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
I love learning about some of these quirky things that go on at Amazon. I don't know if it's quirky, but inside Amazon, there are items known as crap. And these are short for can't yes. realize a profit. I learned this from your article. It's the basis for what you wrote about. So what is this crap problem Amazon has on its hands?
So it's looking at a lot of the different items it has in its warehouses. A lot of those tend to be kind of $15 or less, heavy, bulky. Think snack foods or even canned soup, water bottles, things like that. They tend to be pretty unprofitable to ship. So, you know, if you're shipping a package to somebody with a low-priced item like that that's really heavy and expensive to ship, you're not going to make any money. So that's what we're talking about when we look at this problem of crap.
And I understand vendors are now going to get some kind of prodding. So what's their strategy? How are they looking to just make their bottom line heftier?
So Amazon's really known for reinvesting. So it's been in growth mode for years and years and years. Now it's more than two decades old. And its retail business has really matured. So that's where we're seeing some of these changes. And it's something that they've always done to some degree. Like, they don't want to be shipping products that are incredibly unprofitable, obviously. But they're really working with brands right now to try to change that dynamic, that each product makes sense and that they're shipping the best format of it. For example, one of the things that we write about is that they used to have a 6 water bottle set of smart water that would get shipped from their warehouses. Now that's changed to a much larger package for more that's actually more expensive, and that's being shipped in the future from Coca-Cola warehouses.
I was wondering how things might impact my vitamin water zero monthly purchase. So there's that. But, you know, moves like these can increase costs for brands, obviously. Brands are an important part of Amazon's business. Could this get sticky? You know, how is this looking like it's going to go down? Can brands be receptive or combative about this?
So we talked with a bunch of brands for the story, some of whom we quoted, some that we did not. Privately, some brands said that it can be a bit of a double-edged sword. It can be a little bit more costly or also hurt sales if Amazon decides to eliminate one of their products. However, a lot of brands that we spoke to also said that it's really good for them. It's something where they're going to be able to change the packaging, and it might make sense to ship it from another retailer or even from their own site. And they've actually redeveloped it for Amazon, but it ends up becoming something that's more profitable for them as well.
Gotcha. And side note, you noted that they use predictive technology that can monitor pricing dynamics these days. Can we expect to see more of that? You know, they're obviously making some strategic changes, but will there be more technological elements added to the mix?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of brands are looking at those kinds of things to see if they might help them just be a little more dynamic and see what are consumers willing to pay or price match even. I mean, that's something Amazon's been doing for years is price matching with any low prices it sees on the internet. So definitely those are all going to continue to play into what we pay for goods on Amazon.
All right. Times are changing, but we are kept informed with what to expect. Thanks to Laura Stevens. Thanks as always, Laura.
Thank you.
For every last thing that involves Amazon, you want to make sure you follow Laura Stevens' coverage at WSJ.com. She breaks and covers it all. That is it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.